Robert Crisafi didn't need to see the latest auto sales numbers to know the picture's grim. A dramatic drop in used car sales has put his 25-year-old business in jeopardy.
Nobody's buying cars. Finance companies aren't financing. And people can't get loans.
From car dealers to car makers, the credit crunch is dealing a devastating blow. Citing very tight credit conditions, Ford says its sales plunged 35% in September. Chrysler dropped 33% and GM 16%. Japanese automaker Toyota had its worst monthly drop in 21 years. Tightening credit, say analysts, took a bigger toll than expected.
6 of every 10 new vehicles are purchased with a loan, and that portion of the market is now being pulled back. You're seeing major declines, and frankly, credit has to be loosened for the industry to come back.
And it's an industry that was already struggling. High gas prices caused consumers to pull back earlier this year, and that dented sales. On Tuesday, the president signed a $25 billion loan package for troubled automakers. But the worst may not be over.
The traffic at the last 10 days of September was far worse than the first 10 days of September, so it seems to be an accelerating problem for them.
While the industry faces potential plant closings and job cuts, car dealers are being squeezed. CarMax, the nation's largest used car retailer, announced 600 layoffs. The National Automobile Dealers Association says so far this year, 600 auto dealerships have closed down and more are expected. For CNNMoney.com, I'm Mary Snow.